Hello, and welcome to Audio Journal's Radioactive Theater Archives, where we go back in time to past performances by our drama group and entertain you from our archived recordings.
The following production contains language that some might find offensive, including swearing and some obscenities. If you are sensitive to this, please be advised and tune in to another edition of Radioactive Theater.
Welcome to Audio Journal's Radioactive Theater, a series of programs presenting outstanding radio dramas for your listening pleasure. For this program, RAT presents The Gin Game by D.L. Coburn. The Gin Game won the Tony Award for Best Play in 1978 and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. It was directed by Mike Nichols and starred the famous acting couple Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy. The action takes place in a home for the elderly in the early 1970s over a two-week period. The setting is the sun porch of the Bentley Nursing and Convalescent Home. Foncia Dorsey is played by Barbara Wyrick. Wella Martin is played by Ed Gardella. The Gin Game is produced and directed by Erica Slater and Catherine Thornton.
I didn't think anyone was out here.
Oh, I'm sorry I startled you.
Oh, it wasn't you. It was just my mind was 1,000 miles away.
You're rather new here, aren't you?
3 weeks.
It takes some adjustment.
How long have you been here?
A couple of months.
Well, you're kind of new here, too.
In a way. Of course, it's not the first time I've lived in. They're all pretty much alike.
I came here to Bentley because they're supposed to have constant care.
Well, what's wrong with you, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, my Lord, no, I don't mind. I've got chronic diabetes.
Diabetes mellitus.
Is there something wrong with you? I mean, are you sick?
Oh, my. I should say so. I have one of the most advanced cases of old age in the history of medical science. The mortality rate is incredible.
I just thought there might have been something you were getting treatment for.
No, you don't need anything special to qualify for Bentley. Old age is sufficient.
Have you ever lived at the Presbyterian home?
No.
Well, that's a place I really wanted to go to.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, they have a rather unusual financial setup.
And what's that?
Well, you have to give them all your money.
That's the place. That's the damn place. That's the place where you have to give them all your money. The Presbyterian home. God, what a racket. Think of all those poor suckers out there right now thinking they're working for themselves when they're really working for the Presbyterian home.
They don't have to go there.
Oh, hell no. They don't have to go there. They don't have to go anywhere if they don't want to. Well, that's a damn lie. You do have to go somewhere. If you live long enough, sooner or later, you end up in one of these places.
I guess you're right, because if you were rich enough...
Don't be deluded by money, either. I've seen some very wealthy people in old age homes. Loneliness, simple as that.
That's why I wanted to go to the Presbyterian home. See, I have friends over there I've known all my life.
Why didn't you give them all your money?
I just couldn't bring myself to do that.
And who the hell could? It's unreasonable to expect a person to turn over everything they have. I don't care how nice the place is. You're entitled to some personal property. Even the welfare department lets you keep $2,500.
You might be right. I'm sure they have their side of it, too. It's just a matter of opinion, I guess.
It's not a matter of opinion. A fact is a fact. Do you play cards?
Oh, it's been years since I played any cards. I used to love to play. I could sit and play rummy or pinochle till 2 o'clock in the morning. If my mother'd ever known I was doing that, she'd have killed me. We were raised old-time Methodists, you know, and we considered card playing a sin.
The only sin in card playing is drawing to an inside straight. And even that's not a sin if you fill it.
That's poker you're talking about, isn't it?
What? The inside straight. Yes, that's poker.
I never did see much sense to that. For one thing, I could never keep straight. What beats what?
Do you play gin?
Is gin rummy and gin the same? It seems to me they called it gin rummy.
It's the same principle. I keep score on what's known as the Hollywood basis. Here, sit down. I'll show you. By the way, I'm Weller Martin.
I'm Fonzia Dorsey.
Well, pleased to meet you, Fonzia. Now then, the first thing we do, I think you'll enjoy this, is deal the cards. 10 for me and 11 for you. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, and 11 for you. Now, the reason I'm giving you 11 is because you have to discard one to start the game.
All the same kind go together, like kings or eights.
That's right. And a sequence in the same suit, like 8, 9, 10 of diamonds or ace, king, queen of hearts, but it has to be at least 3 in a row.
Do I lay them down as soon as I get them?
Oh, no. You hold on to everything you have in your hand until they go together, except one card. And then you discard that card and say gin.
Oh, well, that's a little different. We used to play that you laid them down as you got them. You know, 3 of a kind or whatever?
Well, this is the accepted way. You go anywhere in the world, and this is the way the gin will be played.
I accept it.
Good.
I mean, I like the idea. You sort of surprise the other person when you get gin.
That's right. Oh, and there's one other way of going out, and that's by knocking.
Knocking?
Yes. Now, all that means is if all the cards you have that don't match up add up to less than 10 points, you can knock.
Uh-huh.
Wait, did I say that right? Let me show you. Say, for example, look, all your cards are matched up, except this 6 and this 2. If you want, you can knock. You'd say, I knock with 8 points. Now, if I have more than 8 points, you win. If I have less than 8, I win. Do you understand that?
I think so, but I think I'll just stick to the gin part of the game at first.
Well, that's all right. You think you've got it now?
Yes, I think so.
All right, good. Then let's play. Fonzia, Weller, Fonzia, Weller, Fonzia, Weller. Don't worry, I'll keep score. Some people play up to 150 points, but we'll just play to 100. Still bona fide. Only faster. Now, here, give me those cards to shuffle up, and we'll start all over again.
This is exciting. I'm actually enjoying myself. You told me 15 minutes ago that I'd be doing...
1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, and 11 for you.
15 minutes ago, I'd be playing gin rummy with someone.
I can see your cards.
Well, I thought this was going to be an awful day.
Visitor's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any family?
Oh, my, yes. Of course, I have a son almost 45 years old, Larry.
Mr. Dorsey passed on?
We were only married 4 years. We were divorced when Larry was 2.
I see.
Actually, Walter did pass on not too long ago. Well, then I have a sister, Hattie. She lives in Ottawa. Well, I haven't seen her in 15 years.
Does your son live here in town?
No. He and his wife make their home in Denver.
Denver? Well, I guess you don't get to see much of him either.
No, it's been over a year since he's been home. Then I have 2 lovely grandchildren, both boys. Stephen's 12, and Larry Jr., oh my Lord, Larry must be 16, almost a man.
They grow up quickly.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I have...
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Wella. I think I'm sitting here with gin in my hand already. Let's see. There's 4 of the kings, 3 nines, and the 5, 6, 7 of spades. I've got the 8-2. I guess I just discard that.
That's right. Very, very good. Very good. Now, you get 25 for gin, and I'm stuck with the 8 and 9 of hearts, so that's 17. Well, you have 42 points to the good. Fonzie, 42 points in the very first game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get to talking and I forget what I'm doing.
Well, you played that hand very well.
Well, beginner's luck, I guess.
No, not really. A lot of people would have discarded those two kings right away. But you held on to fill them, and then you won.
Oh, I didn't realize there was that much strategy to it.
Oh, there most certainly is. Anyone who says gin is nothing but luck doesn't know what the game is all about.
Oh, I was just about to ask you...
1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4,
to ask
five,
you
five,
about
six,
your
six,
children.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for you. I have 3 children. All grown, of course. 2 sons and a daughter.
Do you hear from them much?
No, actually, we've lost touch over the years.
Well, that's awful. I mean, to lose touch that way.
It happened many years ago. I'm also divorced, and their mother didn't exactly encourage a close relationship between us. She moved her and the children to another city. I had a business established, so I couldn't follow them. I mean, eventually she remarried, so that was more or less the end of that.
Oh, how dreadful.
Well, in those days, the courts gave the woman a great deal of power in a divorce settlement. There was very little I could do about it.
I'm sorry that happened to you. Of course, that's exactly what some men deserve. Seems like there's no justice. Now, that would have suited the one I had just right.
It doesn't suit anyone just right.
Oh, I don't mean you, Ella. Lord, no. I'm talking about the man I married.
I know that, and I'm saying I wouldn't wish it on him either.
Well, if you knew the hell I went through, you'd change your tune mighty fast on that.
So it is.
Gin.
So it is. I'm stuck with 23. No more lessons for you.
That was lucky. I got everything I needed right away.
You certainly did.
It's pleasant out here in a way. The rooms are so small, though. Trying to get all your worldly possessions in a little 10-foot square box makes you realize...
Realize what? 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, and 11 for you.
Just makes you realize... What did you do with all the things you had? You must have had lots of things.
I sold them.
It's so hard to part with things you've had so many years.
I remember when I was just getting started in business, I wanted a job from this particular company. I was sitting there in the room with a group of their executives, and finally the president said, "What's it going to cost us?" Well, I was afraid to ask for much money at that time. I thought the job was worth about $500, but I cut it back to $4. I was so nervous, I just said the word $4. The president, he turned to one of the other men and said, "Does $4,000 sound in line to you, Harry?" The other guy said, "Yeah, that sounds about right to me."
Well, you're making that up.
As God is my judge, he said, "That sounds about right to me."
Did you tell him you meant $400?
What?
If it was only worth $500...
It was worth whatever he was willing to pay.
Finally, gin.
Damn it. I gave it right to you. Talking too damn much.
You know, I never heard my father say a curse word in his life.
Obviously, you didn't play gin with him.
Well, I should hope not. Papa would have never played cards, didn't smoke, drink, or run around either.
Admirable. Minor virtues, but admirable nonetheless. You know, I've been thinking more and more lately about my father. Now, there was a man who never settled for checker playing in the park. After he retired, he still went to the office every morning till the day he died at 83. He owned his own company, so he could do that. Thank God he had better luck with his business partners than I did.
Did you have bad luck?
1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11 for you. What the hell are they doing in there now?
Well, that's probably the song fest.
I just can't understand this entertainment.
That's a group of singers from the Grace Avenue Methodist Church Choir. Some of them sang professionally.
Well, I don't mean who is singing. I'm talking about this constant need to entertain us. Sometimes I get the idea that they feel like if they don't have a choir up there, or if they don't have some damn magician up there doing tricks or something, then we're all going to drop dead right in front of their eyes, en masse. And then they're going to feel guilty as hell, because deep down inside, they know that the Grace Avenue Methodist Church Choir could have kept us alive at least another night.
I thought the magician was very good.
He poured milk all over the floor.
He made it disappear. I know it was a trick, but he poured it in the newspaper and he did disappear.
It went all over the floor. I was in the first row. I saw it.
Well, you couldn't see it from three or four rows back.
And that's why magicians like to play old age homes. Half the audience is shaking so damn bad they can't focus, and the other half's asleep. Now, what are you looking for?
Well, I'll tell
you.
No,
don't tell me.
I wasn't going to tell you.
It's one of these two cards. I know that much. And I have a feeling that the one I discard is going to be the one you want. Well, here goes nothing.
You were right, Weller. Gin.
Good. God, Fonzia.
Weller.
Ali, Ali, Empree.
What?
You didn't find me.
Weller, have you gone crazy?
Well, I must admit that's a very appealing thought at times. But unfortunately, this time I've done nothing more bizarre than select a book from the bottom shelf.
For a minute, I thought you lost your mind.
No, although this place inspires a certain looniness.
This is practically the first time I've seen you talk to all week.
Since my Waterloo at Gin.
That was fun.
Perhaps you'll grant me a rematch this afternoon.
Oh, I'd love to.
You know, I just don't know how to act with people anymore. I'm unsure of myself. I'm rusty. There's nobody around here to have a decent conversation with anyway. You're the only one I talk to.
I know, it's awful. You'd think there'd be somebody you'd like to talk to in a place that has as many people as they have here.
Well, half of them are catatonic, for God's sakes. And sometimes the ones who do talk make you appreciate the ones who don't.
The complaining.
Yes.
Have you ever heard so many aches and pains in your life? My Lord, child, my back is killing me.
I know her. Or, I can't see as far as from here to that door. Oh, what can you do? It's either that or listen to the help talk to you like a child.
Isn't it the truth? Do you know I never take my medicine? No, I take our medicine. Time to take our medicine, Mrs. Dorsey.
I say the hell with it. The hell with all of them.
That's what I say, too.
Fonzia Dorsey, your father would roll over in his grave.
I didn't say it. You said it, Willa.
Do you know what, Mrs. Dorsey? It's nearly 3 o'clock, and we haven't amused ourselves yet.
Oh, my goodness, I think I'm feeling faint.
I'll amuse you immediately. And at our age, that can only mean one thing. I'll get the cards.
Oh, Wella.
A couple of hands of gin, Mrs. Dorsey, and you'll feel as good as new. Now, why don't you try that chair this time?
Oh, all right. Now, I hope I remember how this goes.
Well, from the way you played last time, I don't think you're going to have any trouble whatsoever. Let's see. Weller, Fonzia. Weller, Fonzia, Weller, Fonzia.
You know, my family never called me anything but Fonzie.
Fonzie?
Yes.
Why in the world would they change Fonzia to Fonzie?
Beats me.
F-O-N-S-I-A, right?
Yes, you spelled it right.
Fonzia? Fonzie. That's an unusual name.
I know. I don't have any idea where they got it.
Which do you prefer?
Oh, it don't make any difference to me.
All right. I'll call you whatever comes to my mind first. How's that?
That'll be fine.
1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, and 11 for you.
Fonzia, fons means sauce in Latin, I believe.
Hmm.
Why do I get 11 and you only get 10? I know you told me that last week, but I swear I've forgotten.
That's because I dealt, and you'll make the first play, which will be a discard. Now get your cards organized. All right, now go ahead and discards. Okay, now the game is underway. You have 10 cards, and I have 10 cards.
I swear this game relaxes me.
Gin is a very relaxing game. I used to play for hours on end on business trip. I had it all figured out. San Francisco to Chicago, 2 Hollywoods. Los Angeles to New York, 4 Hollywoods. New York to Los Angeles, 5 Hollywoods. Headwinds. You always get headwinds flying west.
Well, now all that time you played gin then didn't seem like you were frittering your life away. Why should it be any different now?
Well, now that's a good question.
We don't want to talk about that now anyway.
Have you played?
No, I'm trying to figure this out.
Well, come on, play a card.
Oh, all right. I'll knock with 3.
You told me you never played this game before.
Well, you explained the part about knocking last week.
Yes, and if I remember correctly, you were rather hazy about it.
No, I understood it. I just said I was going to stick to the gin part of the game at first.
Well, I don't think we have to worry about your memory anymore.
That was right, wasn't it?
Exceedingly. 20, 30, 40, 40, 46, 48. Minus your 3 gives you 45.
Lord, this chair's killing my back. I sound like Mrs. Leela in there now.
Doesn't seem to be hurting your gin game, Annie.
I'm going to have to remember to bring a pillow out here to put behind my back. My soul. Would you look at that? I can't get over how you shuffle those cards.
It's not that difficult.
Lord save us. If I tried that, the cards would be flying every which way. Goodness. I just had the dizziest feeling in my head.
Are you all right?
Yes, it's gone now. I think it's those pills they're giving me. I don't think they hit me right.
Do you know what they're giving you?
I'm not really sure. Seems like it's a different prescription, though.
You'd better check with your doctor. I mean, your own doctor, and not one of these welfare quacks.
I'm not here on welfare.
I didn't say you were. I just said you'd better get somebody to check that medicine, that's all.
I didn't mean to jump at you.
Play your card. When you got dizzy just now, did things get kind of unreal and distorted?
No, just a dizziness, like I was going to fall off the chair there for a minute.
Sometimes I'll be sitting in my room or even out here. And everything will take out a dreamlike quality. People, the room, everything, like it's not really happening. At first I could snap out of it almost immediately. But then a couple of times it hit me, and I couldn't shake it. This feeling of sheer terror came over me. God, I didn't know what to do, so I'd sit there panic-stricken, for no reason at all. People around me would go about their business. I don't think they even knew I was having a problem. And then it would pass.
That isn't a thing in this world but nerves.
Whose discard? Is it mine?
I believe so.
I'll tell you, it's one of the worst feelings I've ever had in my life.
I went through something like that years ago with my divorce.
How did you get over it?
Time.
Just time?
Just time.
Play a card. Are you going to play one?
All right.
I should knock. I should knock while I've got the chance. You're probably sitting over there with gin already.
Not quite.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
There it is. Gin.
Damn it. I just don't know what to say. I'm stuck with one. You're the luckiest person I've ever seen play gin in my life.
Well, you should have knocked.
Hindsight is 20/20.
You would have really gotten me. I was waiting for a queen. I didn't think I'd ever get it.
What?
I said I thought I'd never get that queen.
Do you mean to tell me that you held queens throughout that entire hand?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I had those 2 queens, so if you had knocked, you would have beaten me. Do you see?
Fonzia, that is just dumb. That is just dumb gin. Holding onto a face card that long, I can't believe it. 1-1-2-2-3-3-4-4-5-5-6-6-7-7-8-8-9-9-10-10-11.
I won the game, didn't I?
Oh, for God's sakes, don't try to relate how you played gin to the fact that you won a few games.
What do you relate it to?
To one of the most incredible runs of luck I've ever seen in my life.
Lord Weller, I can't help it. Don't shout at me, for mercy's sake.
I'm sorry I raised my voice. It's frustration. Nothing more frustration.
Have you had any of your things turn up missing since you've been here?
You mean stolen? Damn right I have. A $300 watch.
My Lord, I haven't heard about that. Did you call the police?
Oh, sure, I called the police. They came out here, took my name and address, told me it happens all the time.
That's awful. You'd think they could do more than that.
Well, it would be pretty naive to think that they were actually going to come out here and solve the case. And what are they going to do, run around fingerprinting people?
I guess you're right. Now, Weller, don't get mad at me. All I've done is sit here and play the cards the same as you.
Have you got gin again?
Yes.
Good God! Do you have to win all the damn time? I mean it. Can't you lose once?
Honestly, I'm not trying to do this.
You're not even trying? How reassuring. Oh, hell. I've forgotten how much I was stuck with. It was a bundle. I'll just make it 50. Whatever it was, put you into the second game. Let's see. 76, 25. Wait a minute. Damn it. It could have been 50. Must have been 40. Gives you 91. God, I've never seen anything like that. You're incredible.
Weller, I don't want you to go through this every time I win. I'd sooner not play.
But look at that. Go to hell.
I can't help it.
Oh, I get it. I get it. You can't help it if I don't know how to play gin. Is that it? Well, let me tell you.
Weller, I'm going to quit if you keep it up.
Oh, no. You're not going to quit on me now.
Would you want to play cards if someone was shouting at you all the time?
All right. I'll try to watch my temper. 1-1-2-2-3-3-4-4-5-5-6-6-7-7-8-8-9-9-10-10-11. But I'll tell you something, Fonzia. It's not just me. This is enough to drive anyone up the wall. Oh, finally. A decent hand.
I've got a good one, too.
You've always got a good one.
You take it too seriously. Lord, it's only a game. Weller, you're getting so red in the face, I'm afraid something's going to happen to you.
I get that way sometimes. Look, you've got diabetes. I've got something else. Play a card. Oh, that won't help.
I don't want you to have a stroke right here in front of me.
I'll worry about the stroke. You just worry about your cards. Oh, no help at all. Any five, any six, or the seven of clubs. Oh, crap.
I've got gin.
I don't believe it. Let me see that. Oh, Bob, that is the son of a... Good God, look at that. Oh, that's crap.
Wella.
Good God almighty. She's probably out here. Fonzia? Fonzie? She might be out in the garden. Fonzie, is that you out there? Answer me.
What is it, Weller?
I wanted to talk to you. It's getting pretty dark out there. You'd better come in.
I'll be in a little while. Why don't you just go on?
I'll just sit out here until you're ready to come in.
Weller, I just wanted to be alone for a while out here, not in my room.
I didn't mean to disturb you. Fonzie, honestly, I don't mind sitting here waiting.
No, you're right. It is dark out there now. It was so pretty before with all the spring flowers.
I'll get to the point, Fonzie. I owe you an apology.
Yes, you do.
All right. I am embarrassed by my own behavior yesterday, and I sincerely apologize.
I can't tell whether you're joking or whether you really mean it.
Of course I mean it. What do you want me to say, that I behaved like a complete ass? I'm sorry that I upset you, and I'm sorry, that's all.
Well, it frightened me. I don't think you realize how much your temper affects people.
I'm sure it can be rather awesome at times, but There's nothing to be afraid of.
I don't think I'm so much afraid of you for what you're going to do to me. I just don't know what's going to happen next. When you threw that table...
Oh, that was nothing. It wasn't directed at you.
It still frightened me.
Now, Fonzie, let's be realistic about this. Look, except for the couple of times that I lost my temper, I think we've thoroughly enjoyed each other's company.
I enjoy your company, Wella, but you can't play gin.
What? What the hell do you mean I can't play gin? Lord, woman, I was playing
gin.
No,
Wella. I didn't mean you can't play gin. I just meant you can't play without losing your temper.
Good God. Next thing you know, you'll be thinking that you're some Sodoman expert, for God's sakes.
My lands know. Lord knows I'm no expert. I just play like an expert.
Oh, jeez. Now she's done it.
I was teasing, Wella. As the Lord is my Savior, I was only teasing you.
Yeah, lots of people tease like that. They say exactly what the hell they mean. And then they say, oh, I was only kidding. Where's my score pad? And you can't keep anything around this place.
Now, Wella, I'm not going to play any gin with you.
Oh, come on, Fonzie, for God's sake.
I mean it.
All right, don't play. Go back in there without those other glassy-eyed old SOBs there.
You shouldn't talk that way about them. You're part of this thing here, too, you know.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, I'm the part of it that's breathing. Don't kid yourself. This isn't anything more than a warehouse for the intellectually and emotionally dead. Nothing more than a place to store them until their bodies quit.
God, you're cynical.
It's not cynical. It's a fact. That's all.
Well, I'm sure glad I don't look at life that way. It's just the mercy of God that we're able to get around a little better than they are. They're just sick, that's all.
Oh, they're not half as sick as the ones who put them here. And they're not a third as sick as the bunch that's supposed to be taking care of them.
Which side of this thing are you on, anyway? Sometimes I think you're just looking for a fight.
I'm just looking to mind my own business.
And you've got a horrible temper and a sarcastic streak.
So what? If I were you, I wouldn't be talking about anybody else's shortcomings.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, neither one of us is winning any popularity contest out here on Visitor's Day.
Oh, I see. No one visits me, so I'm an evil person.
Did you ever hear of Ty Cobb?
He played baseball.
That's right. Ty Cobb played baseball. He played baseball for 24 years. You know how many of his teammates showed up for his funeral? 3. Kind of makes you think that Ty Cobb may have been something less than a warm, loving human being, doesn't it?
Maybe.
Well, sir, he's 3 ahead of us on visitors.
What are you driving at, Wella?
Why doesn't your son come to visit?
I told you, he lives in Denver. I thought you understood that.
Then why aren't you in an old age home in Denver? Or you'd think at least he'd come here to see that you're in a comfortable and that it's a decent place.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. The Sunshine Ladies are going to be here tonight, and I think I'll go in and talk to them for a while.
Help yourself.
I suppose you think they're jerks, too.
I never said that. Now, they're a hell of a lot more sincere than some that come out here, like that group who came out here looking for substitute grandparents. What did they call that?
Extension family.
That's it. Extension family. No, it wasn't extension.
Extended?
Extended. That's it. Unitarians wanted to psychoanalyze everything for Jesus' sake.
Well, I wish you wouldn't take the Lord's name so much.
Well, what's it going to be, gin or the Sunshine Ladies?
Oh, I think I should go in.
Hell, they're not going to be here for about an hour or more.
Well, I still think I better.
All right, damn it, go ahead. I don't see how you can stand it in there, the same damn empty look, face after face. You ought to see them on days when the bed linens are changed. Maybe you have. All lined up in those wheelchairs, all up and down the halls, like rows of wrinkled pumpkin heads.
Maybe we could play a few hands. You're just going to pester me till I play anyway.
Well, what the hell else is there to do?
Not much, I guess.
Oh, would you get the score pad? Thank you.
I'm so tired of the TV, and all Mrs. Leela wants to talk about is her funeral arrangements.
You won't find a hotter topic of conversation. I don't care who you talk to. Not around here.
My mother was that way. As far as I can remember, funerals were the only social life she had. If this isn't the pot calling the kettle black, here I sit talking about the same thing they are.
That's what happens when you get away from playing gin too long. Atrophy. The next thing you know, you'll be staring out the window all day long.
Well, you're impossible.
1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, and 11 for you.
Now, if I win, don't you shout at me.
Fonzie, I fully expect you to win. And I promise that I will do my level best not to rant and rave about it.
All right, now, I'm going to hold you to that.
I swear, Fonzie, you get yourself upset about the silliest things.
I have...
Well, you do, you do.
Sometimes, I guess. You know, something used to worry me sick when I was working.
What's that?
Now, this is really silly, but I was always afraid I was going to misspell a word.
Now, that's a novel fear for anyone.
No, it's the truth. I had to go to work after I divorced Walter. I worked as an apartment manager. Of course, I didn't have any education to speak of.
You've got a good mind.
Still, I was always afraid they'd find out.
Find out what?
I put down that I'd graduated high school.
Oh, Lord. Who cares whether you graduated high school or not? For God's sakes, Fondy. How old are you anyway?
71.
71. And you're afraid that somebody's going to find out that 50 years ago you didn't graduate with your class. My goodness, Fonzie.
Willa.
You've got gin?
Yes.
I know. I know it. I'm stuck with 8. You know, when you get gin, you're supposed to put the discard face down.
I'm sorry.
It's not a big deal. It's just the way the game is played. That's all. Let's see. That's 8. Plus 25 gives you 33. And, of course, I get my customary goose egg.
Well, I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Don't feel sorry for me, for Christ's sakes.
I just wish you could win one.
You play your best, damn it. I won't have you trying to lose just to appease poor Weller. I'm one of the best. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11. Damn gin players you'll ever see. And as soon as it's held, I don't need any help from you.
All right, Weller. Transferred.
What?
Transferred.
What the hell are you talking about?
How many R's are in the word transferred?
Transferred? 2.
Ha!
3. What the hell?
3.
3?
3. There are 3 R's in the word transferred. You know that I had to look that word up every time I spelled it for 25 years? Of course, you get a lot of people transferred in the apartment business.
You're not paying any mind to what you're doing.
I am too.
You just gave me the jack of spades.
I couldn't use it.
I know, but I just picked up a jack no more than 30 seconds ago. You knew I was keeping jacks. Why did you give me another one?
Because I'm not keeping jacks.
Well, I got the gin. So you'll be pleased to know that your little plan worked.
What plan? In the name of the Lord?
I told you not to lose on purpose, by God, and I meant it. I don't need you to let me win.
I'm not letting you win. I wish you could see yourself right now, Willa.
Where are you going?
If you could see yourself, you wouldn't act this way.
I said, where are you going?
It's late, Willa. I think we should just go on in.
Now, Fonzie, you sit right back down over there. We're nowhere near quitting. In fact, we're just getting started.
Besides, you said you wouldn't get this way.
I'm not getting anyway. All I'm asking you to do is play the cards the way you normally would and try to win.
Well, I don't like this, really. I think you should see one of the doctors when they come by.
Hand me those cards over there.
Maybe the doctor could give you some pills.
You don't worry about the doctors. You just play the cards and play them right. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, Fonzie. No. We're going to get to the bottom of this because you're going to help me. What we're going to do is, we're going to find out exactly what force is at work here. There's a reason why you constantly draw the precise card you need. And you do, come hell or high water. and I'm going to find out what that force is. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 10, 11.
Well, I'm not feeling well.
Play your cards, damn it. I'm sorry. Please play your cards.
This is ridiculous.
I don't care if it's ridiculous or not. Discard. All right. No, I'll discard. And then you'll pick it up, won't you? She did. I told you she would. Didn't I say she would?
Well, who are you talking to?
To myself. To me and my little man. You see right here, there's a little man sitting right here. Now, I'll discard, and it's going to be the exact card that Fonzie wants. What did I tell you? Good God, she controls my mind.
Oh, Lord.
Ah, now this time, I'll trick her. I'm going to discard this card, and no, at the last minute, I'm changing my mind to discard this card. And she doesn't take it. By God, I think I found the answer. You've been reading my mind, haven't you, Fonzie? What are you? Are you some sort of a witch? No, that's not it. I know what it is. It's divine intervention. That's what it is. Divine intervention.
Stop it, Weller.
Well, it is, isn't it?
It's late. I think we should go in.
You've got it, don't you? You've got gin.
No, Weller, I don't have it.
You've got to say so when you get it now, because I'll be damned if I want you sitting there with gin in your hand waiting for me to go out.
Believe me, I'll tell you. I just need one card. When I get the one card, I'll tell you.
Well, sir, you won't be getting any more help from me.
Well, I got it. There it is. Gin. Now can we quit?
Who gave you that card? I want to know who gave you that card. God gave you that card, didn't he? Didn't God give you that card?
Yes, Weller. God gave me the card.
Don't patronize me, you bitch.
Just who do you think you're talking to? You.
All right. I shouldn't have called you that.
I'll not sit here and have you call me names like that.
No, don't go. I said I was sorry. Now that should be enough.
I've had enough of this whole thing.
I said don't go.
I'm going to call one of the nurses.
No. Wait a minute. Wait. What would you want to do that for? What are you going to tell the nurse for? What are you going to tell her that I'm being held hostage by a maniac who's forcing me to play gin?
I should tell her something.
One more hand. Just one more hand. I promise.
This is so upsetting.
If I can just get these damn cards straightened out. What the hell's the score here? Fonzie, 1,000. 10,000. Oh, the hell with it. Look, we'll play just one more hand. Just this one, then we'll quit. Come on, Fonzie. I promise this will be the last hand. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11.
I hope this is quick.
Do you mean that I didn't deal you a perfect hand? I must be slipping.
Just play your cards, Weller.
Just play your cards, Weller. Well, aren't we getting tough?
Not tough, just tired. Very tired.
Well, all you have to do, damn it, all you have to do is win this one real quickly, and then we can go in. Son of a... I'm talking about the cards.
No, you're not.
Oh, for God's sakes, come on. God damn it.
Every other breath you draw has to be a curse word, doesn't it?
Crap. Oh, I know. Go ahead, say it. Oh, look. Oh, I can tell the look on your face. You've got it. Damn it. Go ahead, say it. Say it.
Gin.
God, you can say it any louder than that. I can hardly ever hear you.
Gin. God damn it, gin.
All right. Now we'll go in.
Mrs. Mays just told me my sister Hattie was waiting for me on the porch. Came to see me.
I thought you said she lived in Ottawa.
I did.
Well, no one's been out here.
I didn't expect there would be.
How have you been?
Mrs. Mays isn't all that clever, you know.
You can't pay attention to what she says. She doesn't even know what's going on half the time.
Oh, she got the message straight, all right.
Ooh. What am I supposed to say?
She said, Mr. Martin told me to tell you your sister Hattie's waiting on the sun porch.
Oh, I didn't tell her any such thing.
Who the Harry do you think you're kidding, Wella? Do you suppose I would have believed that? A sister I haven't seen in 15 years? I would have come out here looking for her? All that just to...
Well, you didn't believe her, so what the hell are you complaining about?
It's disgusting that you would go that far just to get me out here.
I don't give a damn if you never come out here.
Oh, yes, you do. I know why you want me out here. It's that blasted card game. You just can't get that off your mind.
I haven't asked you to play all week, have I?
I haven't talked to you all week.
So what? I could have asked you to play if I were so all fired up about it.
It's been on your mind. I can tell that.
What's so strange about that? Does that make me some sort of a nut?
You just can't drop it. It was a game, Wella. You lost. It's over. Forget it.
Well, suppose I do want to play again.
Nothing doing. The minute you lost, it'd be the same thing all over again. I may be old, but I'm not crazy.
And I'm not crazy either.
I've never seen a man get so wild over a game of cards in my life. It's not natural, Wella. There's something wrong.
I know all about how you think something's wrong with me. They called me down to the office last Tuesday, and they said that you were thinking about having a psychiatrist come out here and talk to me. Do you know what they could do if he says there's something wrong with my mind? They could have me committed to a state mental hospital. The very fact that you complained makes me a troublemaker.
You could need help and not know it. There is such a thing as that, you know. All I was trying to do was to help you.
God damn it, I don't need your help, and so don't you go judging me.
All right, suit yourself. I just felt as long as you've got some money, it couldn't hurt to have you talk to someone who might be able to help you.
Got some money? Who told you I had money?
Well, you did. I mean, you had your own business, and you did well, I thought. Flying around the country, I just assumed that...
Oh, hell. I did do well, you're right. I built that damn business. And if I had a little better luck in picking partners, I'd probably still have it. But I'm not sure that Henderson had all that much to do with it. But Clark, now, he literally had me thrown out of my own business.
How could he do that? Didn't you get anything?
Well, it's too complicated. Yes, I had some money. I had over $47,000. But I made the mistake of getting sick. And then I made the mistake of getting well. I stayed at Belair Convalescent for just 2.5 years after my heart attack. The money ran out. Then I had a relapse. Had to go to the hospital for 4 days. And those no-good so-and-sos at Belair wouldn't let me hold my bed. I didn't have any money left, so Belair didn't have to take me back at all. So I was placed here, placed by some lowly, brainless SOB at the welfare department, and now you're trying to have me declared some sort of personality problem.
Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. No. If I didn't say anything, the next thing you know, they'd find one of us out here on the floor.
Fonzie, don't be ridiculous.
You may think it's ridiculous, but I'm the one who's been getting shouted at and pushed around. And the way you look at me when you get like that, I'm just not sure what you might do.
What do you think I'm going to do? Hit you over the head?
I just don't know.
You just don't know? Good God, woman. You make harsh judgments, Fonzie. Am I a potential murderer? I'm crazy? I'm vulgar? According to you, I'm a hopeless sinner for taking the Lord's name in vain all the time. I'm dishonest in business.
I didn't say that.
What?
That you were dishonest in business.
To hell you didn't. Remember the guy who paid me $4,000?
No, you said yourself it was only worth $500.
I said it was worth whatever he was willing to pay.
Well, you're the one who has to live with it.
You know what's wrong with most people in the world? They've got a mother just like you.
That's the most insulting remark I've ever heard in my life.
God, I'll bet your son has had a hard time.
Bella, that's personal, and it's none of your business. Now
I know why Larry doesn't visit you. I know why it is.
Bella!
It doesn't have a damn thing to do with Denver, or distance, or job, or anything else like that. I know what it is now. You've made him feel like the lowest piece of crap on earth for so long, he can't stand the sight of you. He hates you.
That's not true, and I won't have you talk to me like that.
He's never done anything right, has he? He's never done a thing on this earth to please you, has he?
Stop it, Weller. I'm warning you.
And he doesn't even live in Denver, does he?
That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
Just guilty of lying. Fonzie is a liar. Because your son lives right here in town and you know it.
He does not hate me. He doesn't hate me.
Then why doesn't he visit you? Why does he totally ignore his own mother?
He just doesn't bother, I guess. He just doesn't bother. How did you know he lives here?
I didn't. I was guessing.
Guessing?
Yes, guessing.
Guessing you. Oh, God.
Fonzie. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Lord, it's getting cold out here. It's getting dark, too. That storm's getting closer.
Weller, I did lie to you. I'm on welfare, too.
Well, I guess we've just lived too long, Fonzie.
I had a little money, but with the hospital bills and trying to look after myself, plus I still had that little house over on Ash Street I was trying to run, 'cause you can't expect your children to give up their lives, but I fixed his wagon on that house, by God. That went straight to the presbytery.
Well, I didn't mean all that I said before.
They can do whatever they want with it, but it's one thing he won't get.
Comes the rain.
I know who he takes after. His father was as rotten as they come. I always hoped Larry'd be different. I did the best I could. I struggled to raise him by myself, trying to hold on to what little we had after all I did for him. What's he up and do about 5 years ago but try and look up his father? Over my dead body, I told him. You do that and you've seen the last of me. Sometimes I think he does hate me. I don't know.
Fonzie, you're just getting yourself all upset. Now, there isn't a thing in the world you can do.
I know. I shouldn't get this way.
Good God, I hope that didn't hit the home. No, it just hit a power line or something. What the hell is that? Look at that. The damn roof's leaking again. They were supposed to have that renovated 5 years ago. And look at that. The roof leaks. The walls are so damn thin you can punch your finger right through them. The heat doesn't work. This is a damn slum. That's what it is. A goddamn slum. It's falling apart.
I guess so.
I guess it's going to rain all day.
I think so.
Well, come on, I'll play you a hand of gin.
You know, Weller, you can be such an enjoyable person to be with. You've got a wonderful sense of humor. If it wasn't for that damn gin game...
My goodness, Fonzie, is such language.
Weller, I played all the cards I'm going to play.
Oh, Fonzie, I'm not going to argue with you. We're playing gin.
That's it, Weller. You're not going to drop this gin game business, and I'm not going to play. So there's no reason for us to sit here and fight over it. I'll just go on
you
in.
You stay right where you are.
It's the only thing I know to do.
What do you mean it's the only thing you know to do? You came out here, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But certainly not to play gin. All I wanted
to... All you wanted to do was manipulate me. Now, we've been playing your game. Now we're going to play my game.
I'm not even going to get into this with you, Weller.
Hell, you're not. You knew your sister Hattie wasn't here. You saw right through my little plan to get you out here, but you came out anyway. You can't tell me you didn't enjoy beating me game after game, watching me get angrier and angrier.
Taking a chance on Lord knows what kind of violence?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I don't think I'm being ridiculous when I say that. When you lose that temper of yours, I believe you're capable of anything.
Oh, for God's sakes, would you get off of that? Come back over here and sit down.
No, Willa, I'm going in.
Damn it, I'm not going to let you go in there. You're going to tell them I'm crazy.
Let me go. Get your hands off me.
Quiet, for God's sakes. They'll hear you.
Oh, I hope they do.
You do, don't you? Huh? You'd love to get in there and tell them that I've been out here shouting at you again. That would do the trick. Vindictive. That's what you are. Vindictive. Screwed your own son out of the house just so you could get even with him for God knows what reason.
That's my business, damn it. You can just shut up about it. Who do you think you are, anyway? Maybe I had a good reason for what I did. You don't know the situation. The only thing you care about in the world is that damn gin game. You're the one who's so vindictive, saying anything to me just because I won't play.
Sit down. Sit down.
Oh, damn you. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. We're going to play one hand. We'll play one hand, and you play to win, damn it.
Don't you worry about that, mister.
All right. By God, you've got it. This is it. This is the game.
Deal.
All right. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10, 11. I'm going to beat you this hand. By God, I'm going to beat you.
I don't know what makes you think it's going to be any different this time.
Don't get smart with me.
I'm not getting smart. It's the truth. If you played this game so well, you would have beaten me long ago.
Shut up, damn it. I'll show you who's going to win. By God, you just concentrate on your own cards.
It's your discard.
I know it's my discard.
I hope you do lose. I hope you lose so badly. God.
Good Jesus, another choir. That's all we need is another choir. Why don't you pick up that discard and gin on me? You can't do it, can you? It's going to take a lot more luck this time.
You've got to be the victim of bad luck, don't you, Weller?
Watch your cards.
Because if it wasn't bad luck, it'd have to be something else, wouldn't it?
I said watch your cards.
It'd have to be something like, maybe you think you play gin a whole lot better than you really play
it. You're asking for it, Fonzia.
If it hadn't have been bad luck with your business partners, then it probably would have had to have been something like bad judgment. Or worse yet, maybe there was simply better businessmen than you were. It couldn't have...
You shut your damn mouth! You don't know the first thing about...
You're just like my husband. I fixed his wagon. He came home one night with half a load on, and I had everything he owned right on the street. I mean, right on the street.
I would have knocked your damn teeth in.
Yes, and I would have had you in jail so fast it'd make your head spin.
Bull crap.
Don't you think I wouldn't? Besides, Walter was too much of a coward to do that anyway.
You don't have too many kind things to say about the men in your life, do you?
I'll admit, when it comes to men, I've been very unlucky.
You've been what?
I said haven't had much success.
You've been unlucky.
All right.
Sounds like you've had about the same kind of bad luck you've been telling me about. It had to be bad luck because if it wasn't bad luck, it would have had to been the fact that maybe it was you. That maybe you're a rigid, self-righteous, vicious...
All right. You made your point. Just be quiet and play your cards.
All right. By God, play. Well, are you going to discard?
You have some nerve complaining about the time I take.
Oh, wait a minute. This is the one you want. This is the one you want. And I'm going to have to give it to you, damn it.
That was stupid. You just gave me the other queen 3 plays ago. I'll take it.
I didn't have any choice, idiot.
Don't you ever call me an idiot. Don't you ever call me
Play
an idiot.
Play a card.
All right. God damn you!
Now, by God, we'll see who was stupid. One card I need. Now we'll see who's an idiot.
Shut your mouth!
No, be it. God damn, so close.
Gin!
Jen! You've got Jen? Jen! Oh, son of a... Jen! You've got Jen! Jen! Jen!
For God's sake!
You've got Jen!
Nurse!
Jen!
Nurse!
She's got Jen!
Nurse! Weller? Weller? Oh. Oh, no. No.
We hope you have enjoyed this Radioactive Theater presentation of D.L. Coburn's The Gin Game, a production of Audio Journal.